Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. For Wednesday, October 7th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm so excited. We have so many new things coming through, one of which is a new time for our Saturday show for this next season. On Saturdays, instead of 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we were coming to you 1 hour earlier at 9. So those of you on the West Coast are going to have to roll out of bed and get ready to mow that lawn just a little bit sooner than what you're doing it right now. But we're so excited to begin at an earlier time because this will give us the opportunity to have a wider variety of guests on that can accommodate our current setup. But we are so excited about this. So what do you think? It's sprinkling here in Scottsdale, so the weather is cooling down. We're already into October a week. Halloween will be here before you know it. And then guess what? We'll be in full swing for the holidays. And that means that we're going to be tempted to do things financially that maybe we don't want to do, maybe we cannot afford to do, but for some reason we don't have the intestinal fortitude or the strength to move forward. Now, last week was our last key, and that was become a voracious reader. This week we're starting the keys all over again in our brand new Season 3, and our first key is acceptance and affirmation. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this week's key. One, to get you excited about the upcoming show, but two, to get you to start thinking about, oh my gosh, if I haven't gotten my act together, or if I came in mid-season on the show and became a fan and a listener of the show in mid-season, you missed the beginning part. And what is crucial to get started when you get going into the money management arena. So we want to talk about that today. And we want to talk about how do we get started, what's important about what we're doing, and exactly what we need to do to start the process. Now, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about forget the perfection principle, and we wanted to not be perfect about our process, but we wanted to focus on the progress of the process. And that's important because money management is a lifelong commitment, and whether you accept that commitment or not is something separate, but it's a lifelong commitment, and it's something that when we take on the responsibility and we get enthusiastic and then life starts to happen after the enthusiasm wanes, then what do? And so we just need to stay focused on the progress. It's not about being perfect. It's about the progress of the process. And so this week on Saturday's broadcast, we are going to start all over from the very beginning. We have a lot more in store for you on today's show right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S. Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me? I'm your worst nightmare, baby. Do you know who I am? My first name is Bad, last name is Dead. I promise you, I'm the one that you'll never forget.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. You are listening to the Business Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio show, where we work to get rid of Mr. Bad Debt. We also talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And on our regularly scheduled shows on Saturdays and Wednesdays, we have Minutes on Your Money. And today I have a great Minutes on Your Money from freemoneyfinance.com. And I love this article because this is totally me. Sometimes I can get fairly sarcastic with some of our coaching clients just to illustrate some of the different concepts that aren't sinking in. And so sometimes I get a little frustrated and I reach to sarcasm. But I love this article because it's kind of my style. And they have an article on there about the 10 most hated money-saving tips. So they said... The author writes, I know a bit about saving money. In 2005 and 6, I wrote 519 money-saving posts, which he summarized in 301 into hundreds of ideas on how to save money. And now he's added over 200 more. He says he's up to 700 tips now, so he feels like he is fair enough to comment about saving money. And he says that after all those thoughts, suggestions, and ideas, one thing I can tell you about saving money is that despite the fact that they can save you a boatload of money, some tips are just totally hated. And he says not just disliked a little. He means violently and vehemently hated. So with that being said, number 10 is be healthy. It's the 10th most hated money tip. And he says, let's face it, people don't like being told they are fat and lazy. And they don't. But that has to do with their core of their being. So, and their self-discipline and structure. And chances are if people aren't managing their money, they're probably not managing other areas of their life too. And he says he thinks that that's at the core of the disdain for a healthy lifestyle. But despite the negativity, he says there's no debating that being healthy can easily save you thousands of dollars on medical expenses, life insurance, as well as adding up to big savings. He says, or you can sit on the couch watching TV every night eating bonbons. You decide what is best for you. This is the number 9th most hated money tip. Move to a foreign country or even visit one for healthcare. I love this. He says, how dare I even suggest this idea? He said, it's unpatriotic, would require extensive travel to see family, and after all, the United States is the best in everything, so why move? But let's take these objections in reverse order. This is a good one here. First, here's a newsflash. The United States is not the best in everything, such as healthcare, lifestyle, culture, weather, et cetera. He says, I know that some of this is subjective, but does anybody really believe that U.S. is the best in everything? And he says, living in Central America may actually require less travel to see family than if you lived elsewhere. If you live in New York and your family lives in L.A. and you move to Mexico, are you closer to them now? Besides having to get on a plane, any trip that is not much longer away than even if you live farther. He says, finally, he's not suggesting that you renounce citizenship. He says you can still love the U.S. and live somewhere else. He says that the cost of living is significantly lower in other parts of the world, and you can save a ton of money by moving overseas. And he says the money-saving countries to explore are Mexico, Nicaragua, and Panama. He says as far as healthcare goes, you can save thousands on major medical procedures done in foreign countries. But I'm not so sure about that one. I want to trust a good old doc in the U.S. of A., but... number 8, and this is the one that I find myself saying to coaching clients all the time, and I want to whap them upside the head, and that is quit smoking. And he says, I expected the smoking addicts to hate this one. He says, they, of course, decried at the fact that I'm trying to steal all the fun from their lives, but I didn't expect the outcry from another group, those who invest in companies who make cigarettes. I thought that was kind of funny. But he says, you know, smoking is bad for your health. You know, I think it's like a slow form of torturous suicide. You wouldn't, you know, drink a cup of bleach every day to kill yourself. But everybody seems to think that smoking a cigarette is okay. But anyway, he says, as we know by now, having poor health is bad for your wallet. In addition, you can save around $6,000 a year by quitting smoking, maybe less, maybe more, depending on how much you smoke. So cut your smoking out of your budget. You'll increase your savings and your health, which lowers your health costs. So it's a net win in many categories. Buying used, he says, let's list the things people hate about buying used. Number 1, it's not used, or it's not new. Someone else has used it, and it's not new. So I don't have a problem buying things that are used. I just make sure I decodify it from the other person first. Number 6, buy a house you can afford. So many people in the last few years have not only tried to keep up with the Joneses, but they wanted to be the Joneses, whether or not they could realistically afford it. And it says this one used to get a lot more heat than it does now, but subprime mortgage mess hit and detractors have been silent lately. But it's funny how good advice always seems to win out in the long run. You should buy less than you can afford and live beneath your means because you need to save for a rainy day. Here's one that I like, cutting your cable. Sometimes it's upwards of $100 a month just to pipe in all kinds of useless entertainment. But he says it's a known fact that the U.S. Declaration of Independence states that all men are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And he says, through watching endless reruns of Dog Police and the world's wackiest whatever sort of shows, who cares that it's rotting your brains and costing you a fortune? I mean, think about it. $100 a month for useless programming? I love how my husband sits there and flips through the tuner. He goes, I have 600 channels to watch, and there's nothing interesting on. Here's another tip that people hate, taking your lunch to work. Who knew there were so many advantages of blowing $10 a day on lunch out? And he says, well, you could get out of the office, which gets you exercise and allows your mind to freshen. You get to socialize with others, which can enhance your career, and you get to have fun. But if you bring your lunch to work, you save a bundle of money. And then if you get a group of people at your office, you can all go for a run at noon. Then you get exercise, socialization, a fresh mind, and fun, and your wallet stays fatter too. Number three, limiting small spending. This is the problem that really crushes most people's finances. It's not the big TV expenditure that they make for the widescreen TV for football season, which is in full swing. No, it's the little things that seem to crush your budget. And personal finance guru David Box says he came up with the latte factor, the idea that you could save a bundle of money if you limited the small worthless purchases you make every day, like $5 lattes, $1 bottles of water at the vending machine, etc. But nobody likes this idea. Again, it takes the fun out of life when it makes and says that it makes it all the less worth living. But, you know, what does it matter if your cup says Starbucks or if it's a mug that you have at home? Coffee is coffee, and you can buy a bag of Starbucks for the same price you could buy one drink. So that's a little rough for people. And then also that caffeine and the whole gig goes to health as well, because usually those drinks are 500 calories or more a pop. The number two most hated money tip is not buying a pet. It says if cable TV is the number two right of every American, having a pet must be number one. And shame on me for suggesting that pets actually cost money. What am I, some sort of neo-fascist? I love that. He says that it didn't help his cause when he says that a pet costs him over $48,000. But let me just tell you, I used to have a dog that cost me at least a couple hundred bucks every month because it was one of those wrinkle dogs and it had allergies to just about everything. So as a result, it was very, very expensive. So don't buy a pet if you're having moolah problems. While they are there to help you commiserate the fact that you don't have money, you kind of have to feed them and keep up on them too. And the number one most hated money tip is moving to a lower cost of living city. And I like what this guy writes. He goes, this one really puzzles me, and not only is it that people don't like this idea, but they really don't like this idea. He says, as in, you're the stupidest financial blogger ever, sort of don't like it. He says, what do I care? I still have my day job. But it says, in fact, in general, people love where they live. They like their area of the country or their job or that they may have family nearby. And so they're not really interested in moving. He says, even if they move from a high-cost city to a lower-cost-of-living city, and they can literally save millions of dollars over the course of their lifetime, they're still unwilling to bend on that. And he says, yes, that accounts for the fact that you'll probably make less money in the new city, but your living expenses will drop so dramatically that you will still be much better off financially. So given that, you should think about it. What is the value that I am placing on this city when there are fabulous places to live all throughout the country? It's just an idea, but I like how he put the spin on it with his little sarcastic bent at about the 10 most hated money-saving tips. So I thought that that was great. We have more on the midweek update coming up right after our commercial break. We're going to talk about some of our new segments that we're introducing into the next season coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So please stick with us as we will be right back with more Midweek Update right after this.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagonhaws on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, and we are starting over in Season 3. Woohoo! We are kicking off an incredible season. I'm so excited about this upcoming season, and one, because we have changed around and added yet another segment to the show. While our Keys for Teens correspondent, Alyssa Wagenhals, is off to college and getting ready for midterms, we are going to do a case study with our Keys to Riches program for the second half of our show this coming season. So you're going to get more of the keys, and you're going to get the greatest inside track on how the keys work and the other side of the story. So you can follow along with somebody who might be just like you, similar demographic, similar situation, and see how they apply the keys, what challenges that they have, and how they overcome those challenges. And we'll get to go live through the next season as they progress through the keys and see how they start and where they start from and where they finish. So we're so excited that we're going to start that this week with this week's key, which is acceptance and affirmation. So I'm so excited about that part of our guest. And if I haven't mentioned today, I'm going to mention again that we are starting at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you're going to have to get out of bed just a bit earlier to be able to participate in the show. But we're so excited about this new segment. So we'll do a case study, and we are going to have interviews every week to check in to see how their progress is going through the keys process. So we're very excited about that. And this week's key, as I mentioned before, is acceptance and affirmation. And one of the biggest challenges that we have when it comes to money management, and I see it all of the time, is even if it's a good thing that we're accepting responsibility for what we've done, for any mistakes we've made, or a lack of knowledge and just learning, sometimes so violent to our system that we have physiological reactions to addressing it. And I know one of our clients, her whole physiology changes. She goes from being excited and bubbly when we actually start doing the work to slouched, depressed, restless, can't look me in the eye, can't work on things. And then as we get started with the process and whatever it is that we're working on or whatever our objective is for the day, and as things start to resolve themselves and they get to the other side, they're like, phew, that wasn't so bad anyway. But it's just getting started. And that's the hardest thing for so many people. If you're busy abdicating responsibility for your finances no matter what you do, it's going to seem like it's a half-ass attempt at trying to right a ship that is traveling in the wrong direction. And if you are not completely committed to the cause, if you don't currently believe you have an issue, let alone be committed to the cause, you're never going to be successful at money management. It's just the reality of things. And one of the things that we utilize in the Keys to Riches program is neurolinguistic programming techniques. One of the things that we know from neurolinguistic programming is that what we resist persists. So it may be out of sight, out of mind for you right now, but if it's a 10 right now and it's out of sight, out of mind, if it's less out of sight, out of mind, it's going to fester and grow and become so enormous that by the time you address it, it's a 22. But if you would address it just now and hit it head on instead of fleeing, if you would have just addressed your issues right now, you'd be that much further ahead. And you'd be in charge of things. And so instead of feeling like you always have to run away or ignore something, if you meet things head on and tackle them, usually they're not as bad as you think they are. And if they are worse than what you think they are, it's a good thing that you're addressing them now, because once you address it, you can move past it. It's amazing how simple that concept is, yet seems to be so foreign for some people. So on this week's key, as we start our new season, we're going to work on acceptance and affirmation this weekend. And simply put, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And so this Saturday, we are going to start out with the one simple key of acceptance and affirmation, and we're going to talk about how to employ that in our lives. Plus, we have all of our regularly scheduled segments. We have the Investor's Edge, where we're going to take and talk about advanced investment techniques, whether it's real estate or finance related. We're going to talk about how we can get the edge and create successful investment opportunities for ourselves, how to identify them, how to evaluate them, and how to move forward in those to create financial independence for ourselves and our family, in addition to our Keys program, which is our step-by-step process on how to lay the foundation to achieve financial independence for ourselves and our families. So we're so excited about this new upcoming season at our new time. I also want to tell you, if you can't seem to get enough of the Keys with our midweek update of 30 minutes, our shot in the arm financially until our two-hour broadcast on Saturdays, you can also sign up as a subscriber to our electronic magazine. You can get this electronic magazine each week delivered to your email box free of charge, and in it, it has tips, tricks, tools, and information to help make your life better. In addition, it also has a trivia question from one of our previous broadcasts, and it'll give you an opportunity. If you haven't had a chance to listen live, you can download it from iTunes or from our show page at Blog Talk Radio and be able to answer, call in, and potentially win great prizes, one of which is coaching. How about identity theft protection? How about an autographed book from one of our show guests? All sorts of fun things happen when you are a subscriber to the eZine. So simply send an email to ezine@unlockyourwealth.com or visit our website, www.unlockyourwealth.com, and sign up for the eZine on the subscription page. Peruse the website, join the tools, follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit us on MySpace. We have all the social media tools to help you become financially successful. In addition, we also have money-saving tips, not only on Twitter, but also on Google. So find our Google widget and follow us and create your path to financial independence today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Karen Gurm for putting the show all together, and we will see you on Saturday at our new time at 9 a.m. You're listening to the Midweek Update. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Have a great week.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.
Because you have that new force with a big pain in your gut. good right now, and I don't know every time I go into work whether it's going to be my last week there or not.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off. Go to